Hello and welcome to Arsenal Kids Podcast. My name is Ben and I'm joined by my co-host Maddie.
Hello and welcome to episode 4.
And Maddie, what are we talking about in Arsenal Kids today?
In part 1 we are talking about our win away at Fulham. And then in part 2 we are doing a player profile of Takehiro Tomiyasu.
We're going to do all of that and more. And a reminder that if you're enjoying listening to Arsenal Kids, then please like and subscribe and rate and review wherever you listen to us.
And also send us your comments and questions.
Just email us at info@arsenalkids.com or you can get in touch with us via our Facebook page. Just search for Arsenal Kids.
We're looking forward to hearing from you soon.
So, to start with here in part one, a quick update to let you know that the Arsenal women's team has continued its run of form by defeating Reading 4-0.
It leaves Arsenal in fourth place in the Women's Super League and 5 points off the league.
The women's team's attention will now shift to the UEFA Women's Champions League, where they play Bayern Munich in the next game.
But let's now review our great win away at Fulham on the weekend.
Yes, let's do that. And the final score was?
3-0 to the Arsenal!
Yes, it was another dominant display from the Gunners, who after a start where neither team really did much at all, we got into gear and we put the ball into the back of the net on 16 minutes, with Martinelli and Xhaka playing a quick 1-2 with the winger unleashing a shot on goal that was pushed away by Leno onto the defender, who accidentally hits it into the back of his own net.
But after a check out by video assistant referee, the goal is ruled out for offside. It was a close one, but the decisions is no goal.
But then, just a few minutes later, Arsenal had the ball in the back of the net again.
This time was scored a goal from the corner.
Leandro Trossard put in an in-swinging corner into the box and Gabriel rose highest, Big Gabby, to head it home from close range into the back of the net. It was his third goal in 4 appearances against Fulham.
And it was 1-0 to the Arsenal.
And just 5 minutes later, Trossard teed up Martinelli, who got in front of Robinson and put his header into the net as well.
It was 2-0 to the Arsenal, with Martinelli scored his third goal in the last 3 away games.
And then after a number of chances did not end in the back of the net, it was on the stroke of half-time that the captain, Martin Odegaard, made it 3-0 to the Arsenal.
With Tostig getting himself a hat-trick of assists.
He did a hat-trick of assists. Martinelli slid the ball down the left side of the box to Trossard rushing on. Getting to the byline, he chipped across to Odegaard, who had the time and presence to chest it down and then curl the ball into the bottom corner.
And it meant Arsenal went into the break third goal in the lead of the 4-0.
In the second half, there were a number of changes in personnel, with Arsenal happy to control the game and keep Fulham at arm's length and just protect their 3-goal lead.
But there was good news with one of the substitutions, because we got Lay Zeus back on the pitch. Woo!
And what a welcome sight it was to see him there. He almost scored as well when Fabio Vieira played him in, and it would have been the most fairy tale of returns. But Bern Leno stopped that from coming to pass.
But it was good to see him back. And, oh,
And we look now forward to what Party might be able to play in our upcoming games. And with the international break not too far away, he might be ready and raring to lead the line when the players return.
Okay, let's leave it there for part one.
And we'll be right back for part two after this. Welcome back. And in part two, we're doing a player profile on one of Maddie's current players in the men, current favourite players in the men's team, and that is
Takahiro Tomiyasu!
It is Tomiyasu, or as we heard in the song just before, Super Tommy. So let's take a bit of a look at this current Arsenal defender.
Takahiro Tomiyasu was born on the 5th of November, 1998. And it is a Japanese footballer who started playing for Arsenal in 2021.
Tomiyasu, born in Fukuoka, had great speed, which led him to be enrolled at Sanchiku Elementary School to play football.
When he was 11, he trialled with Barcelona and it was difficult for him to relocate to Spain.
So he then joined Vispa Fukuoka, where he played in the youth system, even having a period as the club captain. After being registered in 2015, Tomiyasu made his debut for the club on the 14th of October 2015 as a starter in a 2-0 loss in the Emperor's Cup.
At the start of the 2016 season, Tomiyasu spent the first half of the J-League season on the substitution bench.
It was on the 13th July 2016 that he made his league debut for the club, which led to him becoming a regular starter for the side. Unfortunately, the club were relegated to J-League 2, but Tomiyasu had his contract renewed and continuing to regularly play. He then went on to score his first senior goal on the 19th of March 2017 in a 2-1 win against SOAS Kunamoto. On the 8th of January 2018, he moved to St. Truiden on a 3.5-year contract. After the first months on the sideline with an ankle injury, he made his debut coming on as a late substitute against Royal Antwerp on the 12th of May 2018. It was only the following season that Tomiyasu became a regular.
And in the 2018-2019 season, he won the Cubs Player of the Year.
And this led to Tomiyasu being bought by Bologna in the Serie A in Italy for around a 9 million euro deal. It was not long before he made his league debut, playing a full 90 minutes of a 1-1 draw against Hellas Verona, where he was named Man of the Match for his performance.
Well, he did suffer with injuries. He made 30 appearances and scoring once in a competition.
Yes, his next season saw him also suffer with some injuries, but he still made 33 appearances and scored twice. Linked with a move to the Premier League on the 31st of August 2021, Tomiyasu joined Arsenal.
He signed a 4-year deal with Arsenal and manager Mikel Arteta described the player as an important member of the squad.
He has since gone on to make over 50 appearances for Arsenal, most of them in the right-back position. This season he has played backup to Benjamin White, but he has been a very important squad player and a valued member of the team.
He is also a regular for the Japanese national team, where he was made 32 appearances for the Blue
Samurai.
Samurai.
And we hope that he continues to help out both the Arsenal and Japanese team. And we also look forward to him scoring his first goal for the club in the near future.
Well, thanks again for joining us at Arsenal Kids Podcast this week.
A reminder to please like and subscribe, rate and review wherever it is that you listen to us.
And we hope to join you back on the pitch again soon.
Okay, bye for now.
But goodbye.